Good morning, good people. It is 19th August 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint John Ertz, priest. The readings are from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 1 to 11, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. When God has entrusted something to us, God examines the performance too. Quote, from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Unquote. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. In the first reading, God explains in detail what God expects from leaders. We are reminded of the parable of the lost sheep, but more especially of the allegory of the Good Shepherd. God reprimands all the leaders who do not look after what is entrusted to them and failing in their responsibilities. Quote, you have not strengthened the weak, you have not healed the sick, you have not bound up the injured, you have not brought back the strayed, you have not sought the lost, but with the force and harshness you have ruled them. Unquote. Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 4. God promises that God himself looks after God's people when leaders look after their own and their skins. God points out the double offense of not looking after the people and enjoying all the privileges as leaders. Quote, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. Unquote. Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 11. The style of leadership either nurtures or poisons the integral health of people. Selfish leaders ignite anger and hunger in the poor. Altruist leaders inspire the others to be selfless. Shepherding is a responsibility entrusted to us all, starting from parents, teachers, doctors, caregivers, political leaders, and preachers. Hence, God demands transparency and accountability from all the leaders. The responsorial psalm praises, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Psalm 23 verse 1. The gospel portrays Jesus, the perfect shepherd, who cares, loves beyond any human understanding and measure. For God, everyone is unique and treats you equally. Yet there is a special justice for the weak, the vulnerable, and the poor ones by God. Quote, I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first and the first will be last. Unquote. Matthew chapter 20 verse 15. The way God relates and rewards the least ones is beyond human comprehension. At a face value, it looks unjust the way the owner treated those who worked the whole day. For God never cheats or manipulates. The way God treats the broken, the bruised, the sinful, and the poor is with the mantle of grace and mercy. The lesson is we need to treat the newcomers with respect and willing to entrust them with responsibilities. God's love is always given to us all equally. God is patiently waiting for us. Whatever the time, we are prepared to work with love, generosity, and willingness in God's kingdom. May the Lord help us to bring out the style of leadership God expects from each one to exercise in the family, the church, and the community. God bless you. Have a lovely day.